next on the 5 o'clock report.
That's it. We're fighting a war.
We're literally in the ocean, in our yard.
All scenarios, you couldn't ask for a worse situation.
We're looking for people who don't mind getting dirty.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the broadcast. I'm Bill Price, bracing for Dorian.
I've gone through them all, but I wouldn't take a chance with this one.
That is our top story at 5. The Category 2 storm continues to churn towards the U.S. mainland at a painstaking pace. Emergency coordinator Eric Gill.
This is kind of like Groundhog Day. We keep waking up and it's still just continuing to stall off our coastline.
After spinning in place for over a day, Ken Graham at the National Hurricane Center in Miami says Dorian is finally on the move.
Over the last couple hours, we finally starting to see some of this movement, but it's not much. I mean, northwest at 1 mile an hour, but after sitting stationary for 24, we'll take anything we can get.
Over the weekend, Dorian battered the Bahamas. Hubert Minnis is the prime minister there.
We are in the midst of a historic tragedy.
The destruction is massive.
That man owns a home in the Bahamas. He says it looks like a war zone there. Dorian expected to skirt the U.S. coastline before a possible landfall on Thursday in South or in North Carolina. Here's forecaster David Parkinson.
Taking the landfall chance out of Florida and Georgia, it is now the first chance that we have landfall on Thursday in South Carolina or potentially North Carolina.
5 deaths in the Bahamas blamed on Dorian. 4 million people in Florida, Georgia, and the Carolinas under mandatory evacuation orders tonight.
We need everybody who has not yet evacuated to evacuate.
Luther Reynolds is the police chief in Charleston, South Carolina. Hurricane Dorian could make landfall there later this week. The search is now suspended after fire erupted aboard a scuba diving boat off the coast of Southern California. The flames were 30 feet high. More than 24 people were trapped below deck.
At first, it's, you know, like you feel helpless, but now, you know, it's settling in as, you know, it's one of those things you just can't unsee.
That's Bob Hansen. He owns the boat that rescued 4 crew members, Santa Barbara County Sheriff Bill Brown.
All scenarios, to be in a remote location, have a fire that occurs, have limited, if any, firefighting capabilities that could address that, and then to have all of a sudden a fire that spread very, very rapidly, you couldn't ask for a worse situation.
20 bodies have been recovered. 14 more are missing. The ship is upside down in the water, 30 miles off the coast of Santa Barbara. New information today about the man who shot and killed 7 people in Odessa, Texas over the weekend. Police Chief Michael Gerke says the killer had been fired from his trucking job a few hours before that shooting rampage.
He was on a long spiral of going down. He didn't wake up Saturday morning and walk into his company, and then it happened. And
more than 20 others were hurt in Saturday's shooting spree that ended with the gunman's death outside of a crowded movie theater. Walmart is making changes following the El Paso mass shooting. The world's largest retailer announcing today it's going to stop selling handgun ammo. Stores will also begin asking customers not to openly carry weapons inside Walmart locations in states that allow open carry. Concealed carry will be still allowed only for gun owners with the proper permits. 16 people were killed in an attack on a housing complex in Kabul, Afghanistan. The incident casts uncertainty over a tentative peace deal between the U.S. and the Taliban. That deal in its early stages. Correspondent David Martin is at the Pentagon tonight.
The deal would have the U.S. pull out about 5,000 troops from Afghanistan over the course of 135 days once the deal takes effect.
That's David Martin at the Pentagon tonight. Vice President Mike Pence staying at one of his boss's properties while in Ireland.
It's wonderful to be back in Ireland.
Asked about his stay at President Trump's golf club, for which taxpayers are paying the Trump organization, the vice president explained he has roots in Doon Bay.
I was pleased to have the opportunity to return to that family hometown and to be able to stay there.
Mike Pence called Doon Bay a fairly small place, and he said it's logical for his entourage to stay at the president's club. A showdown on the floor of Britain's parliament today as lawmakers there try and tie the hands of their prime minister to prevent the UK from crashing out of the EU.
I'm Vicky Barker in London, where British lawmakers are trying to seize control of the Brexit process away from their populist, pro-Brexit prime minister, Boris Johnson. Johnson has been pushing the envelope of Britain's unwritten constitution to bypass the legislature. Now about 20 of his own Conservative Party lawmakers are reportedly prepared to vote with the opposition and against him.
That's Vicky Barker reporting from London. Still to come this Tuesday, sonic boom in central New York, record set in Syracuse, and A Quiet Place 2 in North Tonawanda.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. Our call for tonight, a pleasant evening, but clouds gather from late tonight into tomorrow. From west to east will come a couple of showers and a rumble or two of thunder. Low tonight, 60s. The high on Wednesday, 70s, with increasing breezes and later day clearing, lowering in humidity. Then on Thursday, it's mostly sunny and pleasant with high temperatures in the mid-60s to the mid-70s.
All right, Kevin Williams on duty at the Weather Center tonight. We appreciate it. Checking the stories, making news where you live in New York and Pennsylvania for this Tuesday, September 3rd. New at 5, tackle football programs for kids all throughout New York State. We'll now have to give parents information on concussions. Here's correspondent Scott Pringle.
This is now mandatory for programs run by schools and leagues for children. Governor Cuomo signed the bill, and he says medical research on the long-term effects of concussions and subconcussive hits continues to evolve, and therefore, he says parents should be given the up-to-date information that will help with their decision-making and encourage best practices on the field. The law requires tackle football programs to post concussion information on the organization's website. Scott Pringle, New York.
Thank you, Scott. Cruising in the passing lane in New York could soon be against the law. State Senator Joseph Grifo introducing legislation that would make it a traffic violation for a motorist to drive in the left lane if they do not pass another vehicle after a mile and a half. The legislation says coasting poses a safety risk to other drivers, it disrupts the flow of traffic, and it can lead to road rage. It's unclear how this legislation would be enforced. Well, the fourth and the final suspect who pled guilty to plotting an attack on a Muslim community 50 miles northeast of Binghamton was sentenced to 7 years behind bars today. 20-year-old Vincent Vetromeal was one of four young men arrested and charged in the January plot. Matthew Schwartz is with the Monroe County District Attorney's Office.
I'm glad that, you know, the victims in this case don't have to continue to relive, you know, these events and be constantly reminded of what this defendant and his co-defendants were planning on doing.
Three explosive devices were found over the course of this investigation, along with 23 firearms. One of two men accused in last year's deadly shooting in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, will spend up to 48 years behind bars. Today, a judge sentenced Isaiah Jennings to 24 to 48 years in prison for the murder of Trevor Oliver. Authorities say Jennings and Robert Rodriguez shot Oliver and his girlfriend inside a home in Wilkes-Barre. Oliver later died from his injuries. Rodriguez was sentenced to at least 19 years in the slammer back in July. 26,000 unvaccinated kids have to get their shots before they can go to school this week in New York. Here's Family Life's Jeremy Miller.
Yeah, the state ended religious exemptions after nearly 900 people got sick in a measles outbreak in New York. Governor Cuomo signed legislation in June repealing religious exemptions, and state officials this month tightened the rules for doctors to grant medical exemptions. Two attorneys representing 55 families who had religious exemptions filed suit in state Supreme Court challenging the law's constitutionality, but the judge sided with the state. The families are appealing that decision, but in the meantime, unvaccinated kids have 14 days after school starts to get their first dose of required vaccines and 30 days to schedule follow-up appointments. Jeremy Miller, Family Life News.
Thank you, Jeremy. A Quiet Place 2 began filming today in North Tonawanda. That's near Buffalo. Cruise from Paramount shooting a scene for the upcoming John Krasinski flick at a baseball field on Stenzel Street in the city. This woman lives there.
Has anybody ever heard of North Tonawanda? They've heard of Buffalo. They've heard of Niagara Falls. But this is a, you know, small little town. And it'd be cool, though. Put us on the map. Give us some recognition.
The sequel to 2018's smash hit hits theaters nationwide next March. A sonic boom from a meteor rattled some nerves around dinner time last night in central New York.
Started out like thunder, but it was longer and drawn out.
And I heard a big bang, an explosion.
Nice sunny day, and all of a sudden I just hear this loud rumbling sound like thunder, but, you know, I look around, there's no clouds in the sky.
It was not thunder. Officials say the boom was caused by a meteor entering the Earth's atmosphere somewhere over Lake Ontario. U.S. workers leaving a record number of vacation days on the table. Family Life's Tracy Lynn.
Yeah, research from the U.S. Travel Association shows unused vacation time equates to billions of dollars in lost benefits. A total of 678 million days went unused last year. That's a 9% increase from 2017. When you do the math, that's $65.5 billion worth of lost benefits. Over half of workers did not use all their allotted vacation days last year. Americans are averaging 17 days off a year. 20 years ago, we were taking on average 20 days off a year. Tracy Lynn, Family Life News.
Thank you, Tracy. For the fourth year in a row, an attendance record was set at the Great New York State Fair. Officials say over 1.3 million visitors showed up at the fairgrounds in Syracuse this year. The 13-day event wrapped up yesterday. Time now for your market report brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. Stocks starting September in the red. The Dow fell 285 points over investor concerns over the trade dispute with China. The NASDAQ off by 89, while the S&P 500 lost 20. Ambassador Advisors, a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. Online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
Next, here's Rob West with a MoneyWise Minute. Ask most older people and they'll tell you that retirement age arrived much quicker than they expected. So to best prepare, here are some suggestions. Don't dip into your retirement account early. Leave that money in your 401k investments to grow instead of incurring early withdrawal penalties and paying taxes. Next, always, always take advantage of your company's match if they offer a 401k. That's free money, but only if you sign up. And last, when you get a raise, don't just spend it on more stuff and increasing your lifestyle. Instead, be sure you put some of it in savings, increase your 401k contribution every time, and of course, be generous as well.
Hey, need some help getting started with this? Well, connect with a MoneyWise coach at our website, which is moneywise.org, moneywise.org.
12 minutes past the hour, sunny time. Drive Home Sports.
Yes, sir. Roger Federer and Serena Williams look to advance to the semis at the U.S. Open as the all-time leaders in Grand Slam titles take the court at the Ash. Yeah, how about this? Number three, Federer taking on Dimitrov later on. Williams taking on Kwang Wong. But this is a kind of a shocker. Elena Svitolina was kind of hurting, but then she beat Joanna Konta, no worries. And Daniel Medvedev held off Stan Wawrinka. Okay, Team USA, what's going on? I think they need you, brother. They escaped in overtime, 93-92 against Turkey on a couple of free throws from Chris Middleton. We should be blowing them out. Come on.
Yeah, well, I tell you, dream team, where are they?
Yeah, speaking of blowouts, boy, when they're pitching, they're tough, and they're going up against each other later on. Max Scherzer and Jacob DeGrom. Nice. Scherzer won the Cy Young in 2016 and 17. DeGrom, of course, won last year. Mets four games out of the wild card in the National League. Phillies 2.5 out of the wild card there in Cincinnati. Pirates at home against the Marlins. Yanks and entertain the Rangers. Indians at home against the White Sox. Twins in Boston. Blue Jays in Atlanta. For Family Life, I'm Sonny Dolphiet.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. Our call for tonight, a pleasant evening, but clouds gather from late tonight into tomorrow. From west to east will come a couple of showers and a rumble or two of thunder. Low tonight, 60s. The high on Wednesday, 70s, with increasing breezes and later day clearing, lowering in humidity. Then on Thursday, it's mostly sunny and pleasant with high temperatures in the mid-60s to the mid-70s.
All right, Kevin Williams, appreciate it. Finally at 5. Well, how's this for a job promotion? The Stedman Elementary School in Denver, Colorado, has a new principal this year. He's the former janitor. His name, Michael Atkins. And before his administrative post, he cleaned the school as its custodian.
Don't let someone write your story. Make sure you write your own story. And if someone has something to do with your story, let them edit it. right? Do not let them create it.
Amen to that. Atkins hopes his job promotion shatters the glass ceiling for black men in public education today. Just 2% of all U.S. educators in this country are African-American men. And we wish Michael Atkins, the janitor turned school principal, the very best of luck
yeah.
this upcoming school year. Get it done.
Yeah.